Youngstown. If some Youngstown State University faculty and students thought cuts to athletic department spending were on the horizon, administrators put up a Penguin football team-like defense on Wednesday. "Our athletic programs have distinguished YSU and have provided a national stage and exposure for the university," said YSU Vice President for Finance and Business Operations Neil McNally. "I think we're comfortable where we're at in terms of our athletic programs." Speaking to Valley Media, YSU administrators addressed concerns from the YSU community Wednesday morning on priorities of university spending and recent academic cuts. Embed container, position, relative, padding bottom, 56.25%, height, 0, overflow, hidden, max width, 100%, embed container iframe, embed container object, embed container embed, position, absolute, top, 0, left, 0, width, 100%, height, 100%. The budget story so far in June, YSU Board of Trustees approved a $172.6 million fiscal year 2022 operating budget. As the fall 2021 semester got underway, YSU reported a record low student enrollment of 11,298, a decline of 1,398 students. If student enrollment continues to decline in the 2022-2023 school year, the university could face a revenue shortfall of at least $10 million, McNally has previously told Mahoning Matters. The university estimates a $5.6 million structural deficit and implemented cuts in response to student enrollment decline. Earlier this month, Smith released a list of 26 academic programs that will be cut by the fall 2022 semester. Faculty impacted by the process, known as retrenchment, must be notified by Monday. Source: Youngstown State University. The source of pitting academic spending versus athletic spending has roots in this year's university budget. The university has budgeted $81,048,966 for academics, a cut of $1,673,597 from the previous year. Athletics, on the other hand, is budgeted to spend $13,835,654, an increase of $885,000 from the previous year. The budget narrative notes the academic cuts are mainly enrollment-driven. Of the athletic increase, the budget narrative attributes the 6.8% increase to rising scholarship costs from the addition of women's lacrosse, men's swimming and women's bowling, and the expansion of cross-country, all of which raised the total number of student athletes from 400 in 2019 to 533 today. Below is Youngstown State University's fiscal year 2022 operating budget. Embed container, position, relative, padding bottom, 56.25%, height, 0, overflow, hidden, max width, 100%, embed container iframe, embed container object, embed container embed, position, absolute, top, 0, left, 0, width, 100%, height, 100%. YSU's athletic programs. McNally said the university's athletic programs, such as football and men's and women's basketball, have a positive impact on student enrollment numbers. Athletics fosters a type of college environment that resonates with students and helps solidify the university with our local community, he said. YSU's spokesperson Ron Cole said YSU Athletic Director Ron Strallo presented trustees an analysis of athletic spending which shows the university spends less than other universities. "Our football and men's basketball generate revenue higher than our competitors, and we spend $11,000 less per student athlete compared to the Missouri Valley Conference," he said. According to the university's fiscal year 2021-22 budget, about one-third of the athletics budget is set aside for student scholarship funds, but McNally said funds set aside for academic scholarships are significantly higher. "We spend more than double that amount on academic scholarships to recruit students to enroll in our academic programs," he said. McNally also pushed back against the notion that athletic programs are not subjected to scrutiny. "None of our athletic programs are under-enrolled," he said. "If YSU Athletics can no longer find students to fill a team, whether that be football or women's bowling, if we didn't have enough athletes to complete a team, we would definitely be looking to sunset those athletics programs." Below are athletics expenditures provided by YSU Athletic Director Ron Strollo. These figures have not been independently verified. Embed container, position, relative, padding bottom, 56.25%, height, 0, overflow, hidden, max width, 100%, embed container iframe, embed container object, embed container embed, position, absolute, top, 0, left, 0, width, 100%, height, 100%. Reviewing academic programs, YSU Provost Brian Smith said the Higher Learning Commission in 2018 suggested the university perform a review of all academic programs. The faculty review led to the creation of 5 categories to rate academic programs. The academic programs categorized as sunset have few to no students enrolled, Smith said. Although 26 academic programs will sunset starting fall 2022, Smith said students may still have an opportunity to take these courses as general education requirements, but not as a major. We just look at the number of majors in the programs, he said. The outlook for the sunset programs are not as high as we would like. As we have shrunk over time, some of those same programs continue to shrink with that. Source: Youngstown State University. What is retrenchment? According to the YSU Ohio Education Association's collective bargaining agreement, full-time faculty whose contracts are not renewed must be notified by YSU President Jim Tressel by November 15, in a contracted act known as retrenchment. Smith said along with 26 academic program cuts, he is expecting fewer than 20 faculty members will be notified of non-renewal. According to the contract, faculty have the choice to appeal decisions or request to be transferred to another department at the university. The faculty union also requested a non-academic performance audit to be done by university administrators. McNally said the call for an audit is a stall tactic by faculty. At the beginning of last fiscal year, we demonstrated our ability to reduce administrative staffing levels in as quickly as 2 weeks, he said. That is because many of those positions do not require bargaining with a union. If we want to reduce faculty levels, even by a small amount, it's a long process that takes nearly a year, he said, referring to relations with the faculty union. Smith said the university is still working with the students in sunset programs to make sure they graduate out of the program on time.